Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hour number 2 of PM Tampa Bay on this Thursday, August 6th. I'm Ryan Gorman. With me this evening, Felix Vega and James Berlander on the board. Morgan Lash will join us in about a half hour. Right now, I want to go to the hotline, and joining us is ABC Action News anchor Paul Legrone to talk about this story that, boy, did it set me off yesterday. The state of Florida awarding a company that was behind the unemployment system disaster another major contract, this one having to do with Medicaid. Paul, first of all, how are you?
I'm doing good, Ryan. I'm with you on this one. This is like one of those situations where I'm seeing some of the reports in the echo chamber in the last 24 hours on this one, and they're calling it a real Florida moment. It's like when Jameis Winston used to throw those pick sixes in the fourth quarter. Maybe you like the guy, but exactly. He made you want to pull your hair out sometimes. And this is personal, obviously, for a lot of folks who are struggling right now.
So let's go back to some reporting you did a couple of months ago, and we had you on to talk about it back then. When the contract for the unemployment system was first awarded to Deloitte, they were already being sued by the state of Florida. And now we have a situation where they're being sued again. I believe it's by Leon County at the moment and some unemployed Floridians, and they're under investigation for their handling of the unemployment system mess. And yet now they're getting a new contract. So this is like history repeating itself.
Right. And what many would characterize as a pretty shameful way. We posted my investigation last night and said Florida's failing unemployment system. It's basically a trail of lawsuits, lobbyists, and broken promises. And the state obviously hiring them again, and the reason really comes down to money. It's interesting, the governor put out a statement, the governor's office, saying that, and I'll just read it here, actually, the competitive procurement process was created in statute by the Florida legislature to follow strict legal guidelines intended to, among other things, shield the process from political interference, collusion, or favoritism. Unfortunately, the ethical distance that we must maintain from these contracting decisions when a decision is made that implicates past performance issues or an ongoing yet unfinished investigation, people naturally demand action. However, he says, we must uphold the statutory integrity of the process. Now, that's interesting because his campaign took thousands of dollars from Deloitte, the architect of the system. So one might question, where's the integrity when it comes to Deloitte and the lobbying and the millions of dollars of money that they dole out to politicians going back decades, both Democrats and Republicans, like any big company would do.
Here's the thing. Telling Deloitte you can have no part of this contract, that's not political. To me, that's protecting Floridians. That's protecting the taxpayers who spent $77 million originally on an unemployment system that was a complete failure, then over $100 million more during the height of the pandemic and the unemployment crisis here in the state to try to get things working. And even then, with all that money, it was still very difficult for most people. So how is it political? It seems like that's protecting constituents, not allowing them to have another contract.
It would seem that the governor's office is essentially putting it back on the Florida legislature, saying that, look, this is coded in statute. We can't interfere with this process. I basically think it comes down to Deloitte, and I don't know if a lot of people realize this, and I don't think they really care. If you're someone who's struggling to get unemployment right now, you know, you just want results. But yeah. Deloitte is a gigantic global conglomerate company. They do a lot of different things, not just research, but accounting, they're one of the biggest accounting firms in the world. And then the state of Florida, if you were to think of the state of Florida as a company, it would be a global conglomerate company. And maybe it's a case where these two big giant entities are so big and so complicated that eventually they're going to lock horns with each other and do business together. It's inevitable. Because these are different agencies of the state that are hiring Deloitte mm-hmm. for different things. Department of Children and Families, Department of Economic Opportunity, Department of Revenue over the years. And this last contract was DCF, and they actually beat out four other companies that were bidding for this $135 million contract, is what's been reported. One of those companies was IBM. So you have to wonder.
I might have went with them, but that's just me.
Right. And this isn't just Florida. I mean, Deloitte has been sued by multiple states coast to coast
yeah.
for different reasons. And one of them was Rhode Island, where they wanted to, they were hired to basically do the same thing, modernize one of the Medicaid system there. And it's been a disaster there. But you could say, for devil's advocate's sake, that perhaps Deloitte is so big that because you're so big, you're exposed. The bigger the company, the more likely it is they're going to be sued for different reasons. I'm sure the Ford Motor Company has been sued, and it's never made the headlines. Just because they're such a big company, things happen. When it comes to something that is so deeply personal at a time of disaster for thousands of Floridians, this just rubs people obviously the wrong way. And even the governor has admitted just recently, he bluntly stated it out loud in a television interview in Miami that he thought that he said, quote, the goal for whoever designed it was to let's put as many pointless roadblocks along the way so people say, the hell with it, I'm not going to do that. At what point, the question would become, at what point does this become a matter of incompetence, and it bleeds into an act of negligence where the state is literally going out of its way to hire a company that is, you know, has been accused of doing harm to people by not putting a product out there that is supposed to help them.
I'm joined by ABC Action News anchor Paul LeGrone here on PM Tampa Bay. We're talking about the state of Florida awarding the company that was behind the major unemployment system disaster another huge contract, this one having to do with our Medicaid system. I think for Floridians, you know, you go back to last year and you look at the situation with the SunPass debacle, a contract awarded there that just was, you know, I mean, it was an abysmal failure. And then you've got the unemployment system disaster, and you've got these major companies with political ties, and they're getting these contracts, and they're failing Florida taxpayers. And this level of frustration, I think, is now reaching a boiling point. Is there any recourse that the legislature might have to undo the awarding of this contract to Deloitte?
Well, nothing that's popping in the headlines right now. I mean, people are crying mad. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are saying that they shouldn't award one more contract, but it's these agencies that have what appears to be independence from the Florida legislature to go ahead and make these kinds of decisions. It's the left hand and right hand. And if it is, as the governor's office is saying, this competitive process is created in statute by the legislature, that there's this separation between the contract process, the legislature, and the governor's office, it would seem to me that they would have to start there. They would have to untangle that mess there in the law and say, you know, if past performance is any indication that, hey, we're doing business with a company that has failed, then we would have the right to, you know, step in and make sure that we're not hiring a company that we've sued, we fined, you know, because this has gone on before. And Deloitte has a history of being sued, fined, and rehired. Now, if you ran a business that way, or you had an employee at your business that you were suing, you're not going to rehire that person. It just doesn't make sense.
Paul, this is Felix Vega. As the former prosecutor in the room, two words come to mind when I hear you talk about whether or not this crosses the line into negligence: willful blindness. Because that appears to be what, you know, the governor is doing now, trying to say that, oh, we have the statute that, you know, ensures the procurement process. But to another point, I want to drill down on the Medicaid part of this, because as someone who's had to apply for Medicaid and knows how complicated it is and the level of personal information that you have to trust is going to get into someone's hands in Tallahassee, what exactly is this contract for, and what do they plan on doing with the Medicaid system?
And basically centralizing it, modernizing it. And one of the lawmakers who spoke out
screwing it up,
Deloitte, years ago, he was one of the first ones to raise flags saying, hey, their system for the unemployment system is junk. You know, we interviewed him yesterday about this new contract with DCF to modernize the Medicaid system. And he said, look, it may very well be the case that this kind of work needs to be done, because apparently the current data architecture is causing a lot of data challenges. You basically have a lot of information all over the place. And so they're trying to bring this system into the 21st century. And Deloitte is one of those few companies that does this highly specialized work that can theoretically do that. So he said, you know, the job, the work may be very legitimate, and it may be legitimately expensive, $135 million. But it obviously, to use his words, quote, smells all to hell that they would hire a company that has this history. So to modernize the Medicaid system, you know, kind of makes sense. Do you go with a company that has this history? That's where your point about willful or blindfold
willful blindness, yeah,
come into play. Willful blindness, yes.
And putting aside all the obvious issues, the optics, just the timing. I mean, it literally couldn't be worse to hand this company a $135 million brand new contract for the state of Florida. It's just horrible timing.
You know,
horrible.
And if
everything.
Anyone wants to do their own homework on this, by the way, it's all public information. I'm looking right now at Jimmy Patronis' website. He's the Florida chief financial officer, and they have a website. It's a contract tracking system. You can plug in the name of any vendor, and you put in Deloitte, and you search it, and you show contracts. And guys, I mean, it goes to 51 different entries. $1 million contracts over the years, going back to 2009, which is the first, or yeah, you can even go back to 1999, and it goes back even further than that, of these, not just contracts, but purchase orders. That's the other thing. They rack up millions and millions of dollars, Deloitte has, through purchase orders that aren't even in the contract. So just maintenance work and things like that that mounts up over the years. The state of Florida, and by extension directly, the taxpayers, have paid this company hundreds of millions of dollars over the last few decades. And they, in turn, give money to the politicians who have a direct say in, you know, the business that they do.
The whole thing is just absolutely infuriating. If you want to see more of Paul's reporting, you can find it online at abcactionnews.com. What did you guys hit on today? Was it the big story out of Hillsborough County with the school delay?
Oh, the schools, yes, which means I've got to figure out how to get my six-year-old to pay attention to the computer screen for 6 hours. I don't know how that's going to happen.
Well, good luck with that. Paul Lagrone, ABC Action News anchor, with us here on PM Tampa Bay. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
So frustrating. This story is just so frustrating. I just don't understand how you can award this company a contract, any contract, for any amount after what we just saw with the unemployment system. You're telling me there's no way to protect the taxpayers from a company that can't do the job, that you couldn't give it to the second bidder, that the governor, the legislature, they have no power? This doesn't make any sense.
I don't buy any of it. And that's why I threw in the willful blindness comment, because this is exactly a classic example of the where you're just like, oh, gee, I didn't know that was going on. And it's what happening right under your nose in Tallahassee, because you have all these regulators that are dealing with these contracts on a daily basis. If you saw Deloitte come across your desk at DCF and you had no idea what they had done to a department probably right down the hall from them in the Capitol, I'd say you've got something wrong with you. Seriously.
Yeah, but you know that the departments, every department in the DeSantis administration, they all know by now about Deloitte.
Yes.
And how they screwed up the unemployment system. So this stinks. The whole thing stinks, and I'm not done with it. As I want to know what the hell can potentially be done about this, and how this deal got done. There's still a lot of unanswered questions.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.